While Christmas can be an energising time for some people, it can burn many of us out. Neuropsychologist Hannah Carell joins me now for a chat about the science of burnout and how we can avoid it. Hi there. How are you, Doc?
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Yes, getting a bit tired, excited about being on radio, but also maybe getting to that point of burnout. So looking forward to a bit of a rest.
Yep.
Is it because it's the end of the year? Is it Christmas? Why is it that we're all so stressed out this time of year?
Yeah, look, if you think about it like a marathon runner, it's almost like when you see the light at the end of the tunnel and you're just shy of the finish line, that's when you start to feel the fatigue of your body, because it's like, I'm nearly about to have a break. And so my body can start to feel how tired it is, because before now I had to ignore it. And also, we do a lot more in December. So I know a lot of parents out there are probably racing to the shops, using their lunch break to go and buy presents, to go to the post office, to try to squeeze in a workout if they can, and then stay up late wrapping presents all night and planning their holidays. So you are actually doing more work, and there is more of an emotional load that occurs during December. So if you're feeling a bit more fatigued than you usually do, it's because there is more on your plate now.
Yeah, right. And there's, for some people, more of a mental load. Often, one person in the household takes on that burden as well.
Yes. So the mental load is a real thing. If people haven't heard of that, that means the, I suppose, the job of dividing up all the chores in the family. So who does the laundry? Who picks up the milk? Who does the shopping list? Somebody has to actually organise all of those things. We call that the mental load. And often that can fall to the women of the household. So you could probably hear a lot of women out there going, hallelujah, she's talking about it. So we are the ones who typically plan, you know, who's getting what for Christmas and when we're going to pick up all of those things and what functions the family are going to go to and what they're not going to go to. And all of that time to organise the family unit actually involves a lot of emotional energy, and that can tire you out too.
Hmm. Can you explain what's going on neuroscientifically?
So burnout, the actual idea of burnout, it's not an old concept. It's actually been in the writings of the Old Testament and Shakespeare. It's been going on for a long, long, long time. But it wasn't really till the 1970s that scientists really started taking it seriously and investigating what is this thing called burnout that we're seeing. So burnout is defined as, you know, this excessive feeling of stress that you have in reaction to there being too much going on in your work life or your home life, where you just become emotionally exhausted, a little bit cynical as well, and feeling like you're not as efficient as you used to be. And what that basically is defining is this change that we have in our bodies and our brains, where we're essentially, burnt out. And literally, there's changes in your brain, in the emotional centers of your brain, where they become more receptive to stressful emotions, numb to happy emotions. And essentially, we experience this change in our ability to do things as quickly as we have done in the past. So one of the neuropsych findings of burnout is that this thing called speed of processing, it's how fast you can think about things and how quickly you can react to your world, it becomes a lot slower. So you can do everything you normally do, you can do them fine, but it's almost like you're moving through molasses. And I'm sure we've all been there, where you just feel like you're going through molasses and it's just taking you an hour to do something that normally takes you 20 minutes. Like, we've all been there at some point in our life.
Where does it go from just being tired to being burnt out?
Yeah, so I suppose that the spillage where it tips over from your bucket being just the regular level of full with tiredness to actually being burnt out is the emotional load that accompanies the feeling of fatigue. So burnout, there's actually a change in your physiology where you wake up in the morning and your body gives you a nice big spurt of cortisone. And you might remember cortisone from our previous chats. It's the stress hormone. So when you wake up in the morning, you get this huge spike of stress, all the things I need to do today. And then you have to go through your day with this higher load of cortisone flooding your system, making you feel really, really fatigued, run down and exhausted. So it's sort of this, it's hard to kind of really precisely define when have I crossed over from fatigue to burnout. But I think it's one of those things we know within ourselves. You know, am I feeling more fatigued than I usually am? Am I feeling more cynical than I usually do? Do I feel emotionally exhausted? And do I feel like the load that I'm trying to take on is unfeasibly high? Like, am I at a point where I'm going, I cannot get all this stuff done, and yet I'm trying to plow through it anyway? Mm. So that real feeling of disempowerment, disenfranchised, cynical attitude to all of the things that you need to get done is one of the signs that you might have slipped into burnout.
So sounds like sleep might help a little bit, maybe scaling back. What yep. do you reckon? It's difficult when there's so much going on in the lead up to Christmas. Are there any tips you have?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things I like to talk about is an active, not a passive break. So often people think, oh, you know what, I'm tired, I'm fatigued, I'm going to take a break and I'm going to sit on the couch and watch Netflix. And that's great. It works in some ways. But if you think about your emotional energy like a bank balance, burnout is when you're deducting from that bank balance by doing more and more and more, and you're in the red, you're in the deficit, you know, you're getting minus. So sitting on the couch and watching Netflix is great because it means you're not deducting any more from your emotional bank balance, but nor are you making a contribution to your bank balance. You're not putting anything in. So you're not deducting, but because it's passive, it's a passive process where you're just sitting there and you're not doing anything, you're not adding to your emotional bank balance. So we need to really put an effort into some active self-care. And I know people cringe when they hear the word self-care. It's a cliche for a reason because it actually works. So that means actually doing something that replenishes you. So going and getting a massage, that's an active process. Or going to your favorite hobby, going to dance class, going to paint course, going and doing something that engages you and actually adds to your life and adds to the quality of your life, rather than these passive, I'm just going to sit in this chair and passively watch this television. That's not really adding anything to your bank balance.
I know that we've got some listeners who aren't particularly mobile. Is there anything that you could do while sitting in your room that might sort of, obviously, you know, going for a stroll or something's a lovely thing to do as well, but are there any kind of ways that you can engage while being relatively passive in other ways?
Yeah, absolutely. Any kind of hobby that fills you up. If you can do some painting at the desk, fantastic. If you can get yourself out into the sunlight, so instead of just sitting on the couch inside, if you can go outside and just be in the sunlight, that's also adding to your bank balance as well. If you can engage with friends or anyone else who, in a social setting, do some card games or do some activities together, that's also adding to your bank balance.
And it must be good as well, physiologically, must be beneficial to try to reduce that burnout for longevity and joy
Absolutely.
In your life.
Yeah, well, we've talked a lot about the fight and flight system in the past, you and I before. The other system is the rest and restore system. So that's your parasympathetic nervous system. So by calming your body down and doing something you enjoy, you're turning on that rest and restore system. And I know you mentioned it before, Jenny, I'll mention it again. Sleep is a big part of that. So being able to get good quality sleep, even though it's Christmas time, is so very important. And if you can make sure you're getting a solid 8 hours, then you're going to give yourself an advantage on avoiding burnout over Christmas.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your advice, Dr. Hannah Carell. It's been great to connect with you this year. And we can all read your wonderful book about how to break up with friends, some great scientific-backed advice on ditching people in your life that don't add anything that's valuable and well, people that basically
people that burn you out.
Shouldn't be. Yeah, people that shouldn't be in your life and are bringing nothing to the table. So you can find that online at Hannah Carell's website, or it's, I suppose, in all good bookshops as well.
Yep, absolutely. It's on Audible as well. Thanks, Jenny.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, can you listen to it as well, can you?
Yeah, it's on Audible.
Oh, very cool. That's my favourite way to digest books. It's a nice way you can multitask as well.
And avoid burnout.
Absolutely. Oh, you have a lovely Christmas.
Yes, you too, and all the best to the listeners. Have a great Christmas. Travel safe and keep listening to Jenny's fantastic show because, Jenny, you are a legend.
Ah, you are.